welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's April 5th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how's it going this week?
It's going fine.
Good.
As usual.
You're almost finished doing overtime? I know it's been driving you crazy the last 5 or 6 weeks, so.
Another week and a half, maybe.
No, we're rooting for you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I've already arranged with my boss to take a couple of days off after.
Nice.
To do personal stuff and to relax a bit home with all the kids. So, all that will probably be painting time.
Good. Painting is good for the soul, Antoine.
Yes, it is.
Good for the soul.
I've been longing for it.
Yeah. My crazy time at work is just starting, so my next couple of weeks are going to be insane. And, of course, I just got back from Adepticon today, so I'm exhausted and got all my unpacking to do and laundry and back at work tomorrow morning. So let's get this started so I can get my stuff started.
Yes, for sure.
All right. So, as always, we're going to start with events. And we get the same two events we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. So we got the Style Cup 3 on April 30th in Repentigny. So tell me about that, Antoine.
That's a Blood Bowl tournament, 4-game, approved by the NAF organization. It's $35 in pre-registration, $40 at the door. That price includes lunch and dinner. You can find more info at the link we'll have in the show notes.
Awesome. Next up, ND Open 8, May 7th and 8th.
So big 2-day events in Montreal. We have 40K and 9th Age over 2 days, and we have a bunch of one-dayers, which are War Machine Casual, War Machine Master, War Machine Team, Guild Ball, Infinity, and X-Wing. There is also the Figurine Québec Painting Contest run by Mathieu Fontaine and the Figurine Québec Group. You'll have more information in the show notes on the Norton Defender forum and on the Figurine Québec website.
Nice. And as always, we'll link all the information to the events in our show notes.
Isn't that what I just said?
Did you?
Yes.
I could have sworn you just told to check out the Figurine Québec website. And
just before I said in the show note. And after that, I mentioned the two places.
Well, I'm insane.
Okay. Minute three, we have to cut out 25 seconds, I think.
I don't know. I might leave it in because people will laugh, and that's fine. They can laugh at me. It's all
I
good.
Might be off, and I might have forgot to say it too. Who knows?
I guess we'll find out in the editing.
Yes.
All right. Next up is news. Oh boy. Okay. So as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news, and first up, the Secret Weapon Miniatures has launched a new paint line.
That you probably know more about than me, because it's a bunch of paint lines that are made for Withering, but I think you saw them in person at Adepticon this weekend.
Yeah, so actually, I do know a little about it, because I was working the Secret Weapon booth at Adepticon this weekend where we launched them. And I can share all kinds of stories about how we had to rush and label stuff before we opened with probably the worst labels ever created on the planet Earth. it was pretty horrid. I had nightmares about those labels. So it's a paint line created for Secret Weapon in conjunction with Reaper Miniatures. So it's Justin's decided Mr. Justin being the owner of Secret Weapon, has picked the colors, has picked the transparency and the consistency of the paints. They're like the Reaper High Density line, but they are a little thinned down compared to the Reaper HD paints, so they work a little bit easier. And the color set is really designed for Withering in mind. So you've got all the different shades of rust, and you've got some for tires right now, and you've got a wood set. So that's the first 15 colors. I did get to see some of the colors coming out next, and those are pretty awesome. There's some wicked metallics coming. So keep an eye out for that. 15 paints so far. Fantastic deal.
They're regular paints. They're acrylic paints. It's just the consistency of them that's different than some other lines. So
that's
it's
right.
Just the colors are targeted for Withering more than the paint type.
Absolutely. These are not oils or enamels like you often see for streaking and stuff in Withering. Mm-hmm. These are actual acrylic paints with a very specific color set.
Okay.
And they're pretty impressive. I played with a couple of the colors over the weekend. They're worth checking out.
Good.
Next up, we have Corvus Belli, the Human Sphere N3 pre-order. And this I know is big because it was a madhouse at Adepticon in the Corvus Belli booth. I think there was more people there trying to get this book on pre-order than there were lined up for Forge World on opening on the first day.
Wow.
And that's saying something.
Yes, especially at Adepticon, the Forge World line is known.
It was for its insane. Length.
Well, I can see why, because the book is only on pre-order everywhere in store. So that pre-release was the only place you could get the book for at least a month, I think.
Yeah, I actually stood in line trying to get one for a friend of ours.
Yes.
And could not do it. I was there for half an hour, and they sold out while I was there in line.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But then, of course, I met someone who went later in the day, and they found an extra copy for her. So,
mm-hmm.
I call shenanigans.
Yeah, I can see. So, for people who want to pre-order the book, it's available right now on pre-order on the Infinity Corvus Belli website at Infinity the Game. And if you pre-order, you also get an exclusive miniature, which is the Druze Hacker. I think that's a mercenary.
Nice. All right. Next up, Dark Age Games. So Kulmiro has released some new models for Dark Age.
Yep. I don't know all their factions. Are they all for the... I always blank on their name, the regular humans, the Forsakens? I think they are.
I think so. I think those are all Forsaken models.
Yeah. St. John and the Dead Knight, for sure.
The Sin Eater, I'm not sure, because the aesthetic looks a bit different.
Yeah, but they're still fully armored, so it fits with the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So of the three, my favorites are clearly the Dead Knights. Both of them look really cool.
Yeah, those giant flails are awesome. I'm right there with you. These are my favorites of the set.
Yeah, and I like the helmet that looks a bit like a mix of... they all look a bit like... a mix from a deep sea diving suit and a samurai helmet.
Yeah, it looks like almost like a kendo mask they're wearing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're pretty awesome looking minis. All right. Last but not least in the non crowdfunding stuff, we have Raging Heroes, Iron Empire Jet Girls. Now, these I really like.
Yeah, I like the sculpts a lot. I'm not sold on the painting, but that might just be the photography and not the painting itself. But the pose of the models are really, really cool. They had one of the Jet Girl in the Kickstarter, but I think it was a different sculpt because it was remade as with an element like the Rocketeer, if I remember correctly. So
okay.
It was probably a special character or a special model that those are based on, I would say.
Well, I think they look pretty cool.
Oh,
I
yes.
I really like their take on the jetpack. All right. So let's get to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff.
Yes.
First up, Ramshackle Games. Post-apocalyptic dwarf bikers.
The leave name it says Antoine. It all.
Yeah. So, leave it to you, Antoine.
Yeah. We have 10 different buddies. And by buddies, I mean the buddy of the bike. So you have different kind of bike, more armored, less armored, trikes, every swaps you can think of. The body of the bikers are separate, the heads, the weapons, so you can do whatever you want with those. And they're the title says it all, post-apocalyptic dwarf bikers. It's like a post-apoc, what's their name? Not stunties, but squats.
Yeah, post-apocalyptic. It's like squats means Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking.
Yeah, they could do a cool Rough Riders proxies for an Imperial or, I don't know, the Adeptus Militarum or something like that. The new Imperial
Astra.
Guards.
Astra Militarum.
Yeah, the new Imperial Guards for 40k.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that name.
Okay. But They're pretty cool. The project is already funded. They're almost at triple their goal. And they have still more than 3 weeks left. So they close on April 28th. So still a bunch of time to go over the goal and add more options. So, and they're pretty affordable too, if I remember correctly. Yeah, it's tied £35 for 10.
Well, I can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah.
So it's like $70 for 10.
And also at that price, you also get some free add-ons once they unlocked, so that's even more models, so it's a really good pricing, I think.
Cool stuff. Let's see what else we got. Ganesha Games, Project Simeon X. This made me chuckle.
Yeah, that's our...
First the dwarves and then this, right?
That's our random project of the week. So Ganesha do a bunch of... They usually do rules and PDF rules. They also are the some of the... They release the rules behind... Deep Wars, which we've mentioned, I think, a week or two ago, which is all based on the Song of Blades and Heroes, which is a generic system they have. And Project Simeon is for one of the version of that game, but the sci-fi one, which I'm blanking on the name, Mutant and Detray Guns. But the Simeons are exactly a super mutant made between a mix of human, ape, and flying squirrel.
Yeah. So I was wondering about that, the flying squirrel, like, things attached to their arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't all have it, but some of them have. So think Planet of the Apes, but they all have sunglasses. Some of them have Mohawks, attitude.
Yeah, these are not the best sculpts I've ever seen either. I'm
just gonna throw that out there. But they're fun.
They're funny to look at, so go check it out.
And they're almost funded, and they have more than 10 days left to go. They are running until April 16th, so they'll probably make it.
So what you're saying are the monkeys are coming.
They might.
All right. Okay. Vedra Games, CSW Invasion. What's that all about?
That's a new 18mm scale sci-fi war game. So that's a big project. They're going there looking for 35,000 euros, which is quite a lot for a first Kickstarter, and especially for a miniature game. 18mm is not a scale we see often. The models look cool. They have small automated trikes, which I really like. However, the funding is not looking that good right now, so I don't know if they'll make it. But the miniatures are cool, and if for people who like smaller scale stuff, which I'm into right now, we've been playing Drop Zone Commander.
Drop Zone Commander.
Yeah. I've been looking at Warmaster a lot because I have an army for that, and some guys in the locally I've been playing some of it too. So all the small scale stuff, I've been looking at getting Men of War back on the table. You've been talking about Dystopian Wars, so small scale is, except Guild Ball, everything I think about right now is small scale. So that fits into it right now.
Just as a side note, Antoine, there was actually a Warmaster event that ran at Adepticon.
I saw the Warmaster in 28mm.
Yep, in 28mm.
Yeah, that table was crazy. I saw the pictures. You saw it live, though. So
yeah, so I thought of you.
Yeah, I posted it on some local groups.
They were using a modified rule set, so I don't know if they made that available, but that looked pretty cool.
So the CSW Invasion is running until April 22nd, and look at it. The stuff looks good. The little bikes look really good. The miniatures are good for the scale. 18 meters is really a nice scale between...
It's a good compromise, right?
Yeah, you still have some details on the models, but they won't take that long to paint, so... I really like it.
All right. Up next, Megaton Games. Etchmaster. Etch Brass Basing and Scenic Details. So this could come in handy for me right now because I could do all those AdMech miniatures.
For sure, it could. So the title is pretty self-descriptive. It's a bunch of edge-brassed sprues.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of base toppers on sprue.
Yeah, yeah. But they also have accessories or details to put on buildings or tanks. So it's a lot of variety. And so all details for some relief. How would you say that in English?
Some relief.
Okay, relief. Okay, I thought it was meaning something else. So,
yeah, I don't think there's another term for that. Maybe there is, but...
Yeah, that's fine. If you understand what I mean, most of the listener will be able to. So that's all we need.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's a lot of variety. They have some steampunk stuff, a bunch of most of it is sci-fi. There's a bit of post-apocalyptic, a bit of fantasy stuff. A lot of variety. It's pretty nice.
It's really nice. Yeah, I'm looking at the list of stuff they have. I really like they have clockwork bases,
mm-hmm.
which could be really cool. You know, in 30 millimeter for no real reason. Not aimed at anything at all. And they have shields and swords and stuff. And they even have a miniature chainsaw.
Yes.
How can you not want an etched brass miniature chainsaw?
Yeah, I mean, saw
seriously.
That.
I would totally make a Space Marine version of Ash with the chainsaw attached to the hand. Evil Dead Space Marine. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So the project is already funded. There are 10 times over their goal. There's still almost 2 days left. It's running until April 17th.
So 1 day to go by the time people hear this.
1 day?
Well, you said there was 2 days left in the...
2 weeks? Did I say 2 days?
I think you said 2 days.
Okay, maybe so it's again. Almost 2 weeks. it's running until April 17th. So...
Well, one of us is nuts, Antoine. I don't know which one.
That's not a problem. So you still have 12 days. Okay, good.
Awesome.
That's a clear number.
Clear, yep, absolutely.
Well, you'll have 11 days when this show releases.
Excellent. I think we better stop this before we make any more embarrassing mistakes. Any more embarrassing mistakes.
And make more editing for you.
That's right. All right, folks. So I guess we'll see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com where you will find
the Gaming Careers Podcast, the resource for people looking to find their fit in the gaming industry. You will hear game industry professionals talk about how they succeed in today's competitive environment and how you can do the same. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.